Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're talking about when to let people go. And for the last couple of days, it's been pretty straightforward, right? You have people with unpure motives that are looking to get something from you. Certainly, those are not people you want to spend a lot of time with. You've got other people that you've grown apart from them. And if you're very different and your values have changed dramatically, those are people you probably don't want to spend a lot of time with. Now, there's a third group of people that just bring you down. And I'm sure you know people that just suck the energy out of you when you're with them. And when you walk away from that encounter, you feel emotionally drained. Maybe you feel guilty about something that they're making you feel, you know, that they've done to you or that they've said to you. And I'm, again, of the belief that life is meant to be enjoyed. And I've talked about this. And if people bring you down, why? Why spend time there? If you can separate yourself from it, spend your time with people that energize you. And while you're at it, if you're dealing with people that simply don't add anything to the equation, you know the people I'm talking about. You're having a conversation with a group of people, and this particular person just doesn't say anything, doesn't add anything, doesn't do anything. They just sit there. Or when you get together with a lot of people and you're having a good time, they just kind of hang out by themselves. They're just not doing anything that really adds to the equation. They're sort of taking up space. And I know it sounds cold and it probably sounds a little bit heartless, but when I look at my life and I look at how fortunate I am to have such amazing friends and amazing people around me, and I realize that I have very little time to spend with those people, and then I get stuck spending an evening with somebody that does absolutely nothing for me, I get upset because I covet that time. I covet that leisure time that I have. And I want to spend it with truly great people. And to spend it with somebody that's just okay or just taking up space just doesn't do it. So think about those people that you have relationships with. Think about those friends. Think about getting enjoyment, being uplifted by people, and just walking away from an interaction or from time you spend with people and feeling really good about it with a smile on your face. Those are the people you want to be with, and that's where you want to spend your time. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, you can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher to pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to have a discussion about the situation of when you can't let go. In other words, what do you do with those people that you can't distance yourself from because you work with them or their family members? What do you do in that case? But for today, just look at those people that bring you down or that add nothing to the equation for you and start to separate yourself from them. Create a little bit of distance. Spend your time with people that truly make you feel great while you're in their presence.